This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Batman. You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide. Don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see
but you're fooled. Was a long visit round.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
Come home.
again. I caught myself thinking once again. Have to try to keep my mind out of this. Try not to pretend. I'll check the phone. I'll check the mail. I'll check the phone again. I'll call your mom. She says you're not there. And I should take care.
Out of the manhole, I'm nowhere. Out of the federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
She's lonesome. She's just got a rambling mind. Don't you see that morning dove? Yeah, she's flying from pine to pine. People say she's lonesome.
Thank you. Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Thank you. right now is to walk from here to there. Close my eyes and settle back into my easy chair. And there's a picture on the wall where I can stare like a teddy bear that you wrap your arms around when you say your bedtime prayer. It's so nice just to be someplace. It's so nice just to be one place. It's so nice to stop running this race. All my life I've been running away from home, always alone. All my life I've been running like a soldier trapped in a battle zone. All my life I've been running, running like a river that never runs dry. All my life I've been running, I never know where, I never know why. What I need to do right now is to wake up from this dream. Get my head back on straight, clean my machine. I'll be back on the street before the sun hits the sky. You'll be a memory, but I won't have to watch you die. And when you think about me, when you wonder why I couldn't stick around, such an impatient guy. Take a minute to ask yourself if it might really be the case that you weren't up for the chase. You just couldn't keep pace with the one they call, the one they call, with the one they call Mr. Race.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.